Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday evening with us. And we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start and you don't want to miss it. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you and we humble our hearts. We ask for mercy, O God. And while we're praying this prayer, Lord, search our hearts, whatever you're not pleased with. Be merciful, O God, and forgive us. Take it away from us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we present ourselves before you that you may have your way, that your will may be done. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to use us for your service, to bless us during this broadcast, Lord. Send your anointing, oh, God, and send power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will let your word reach somebody's heart tonight, that you will minister to every need, oh, Lord, both spiritual, natural, mental, financially, physical, however the need is, whatever it may be. Oh, Lord God, let this broadcast minister to every soul in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you'll remember those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord God, we call on you tonight to go into the room of young Daryl. Oh, my God, stop by and work a miracle, Lord Jesus. Save his soul, Lord, and preserve his life. Oh, God, take him in your arms and wrap your loving arms around him, Lord God. Bless his family, Lord Jesus. We know you're able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for you and nothing impossible. We pray, God, that you will look on every listener tonight, that you will send a blessing and command the blessing to overtake us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you know better than we know ourselves what we all need tonight. Oh, God, for those who are desiring to be saved, we pray, God, that you will save their souls, that you will deliver them right now from the hand of the evil one. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, prick their hearts to repentance. My God, help them to turn from the world, to turn from their own ways, and to seek after you, Lord Jesus. Put it in their mind and in their heart. For, Lord, we know that you have the power to change hearts. You have the power to change the mind and to change our direction. Oh, bless Joel right now, and let your name be glorified. Let the power of God be revealed. Let the power of God be made known around the world through this broadcast, Lord. Bless your people everywhere. Oh, Lord, we believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, my Lord, for those who are waiting on a breakthrough. Oh, my God, for those who are feeling discouraged. For those, Lord, who are sick in their bodies, waiting on a healing. Oh, my God, we pray earnestly that you will grant them their request. In the name of Jesus, we believe you tonight, Lord, and we take you at your word, and we count it as done. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you for remembering us. We thank you for comforting us in time of the bereavement. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord, and so merciful. Though we don't deserve anything from you, Lord, we thank you tonight for grace. Hallelujah. And we praise your holy name. Oh, God, have your way. And let your will
have your way.
We believe, Lord, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We count it done. We claim it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask all the seasons of the blessing in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture. I will be reading the 122nd number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the 122nd number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the opening scripture being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. And we also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., 30 p.m. And the dial-in number, if you call in to listen, you can listen at 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And added to our prayer list is Daryl, 16 years old, in the hospital currently on life support. Keep him in prayer, please. The bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Jewel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those who are also currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now, we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have a selection from the children instead of Evangelist Cynthia.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And after this selection from the youth, then we're going to go right into the Word of God. Praise God.
But I am back, you stole up from me.
Amen. David was a violent
those who are being tried, I pray that you give them strength where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. Help them to press their way. Help them to stand firm on the word of God, knowing that your word will not lie. Your word will not change. Help us, O Lord, to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made us free. And help us not to be again entangled with the yoke of bondage, but help us to stay free in the name of Jesus.
Help us, Lord.
Look on your people, O Lord. Strengthen and encourage them. Help them to endure unto the end. Look on all those who are sick, O Lord. Touch their bodies. We know you're ready to heal and fix it. Oh, my God, have mercy on this soul. Look on down. Touch him right now, O Lord. Save him, O Lord. Have mercy on him. Give him another chance, O Lord, that he might give his life to you and live for you. Have mercy, O Lord. Raise him up and give him a testimony. Have mercy today, Lord. We know you're able. We know you got the power, O Lord. Look on those souls over in Israel. I pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Look on the Palestinians. Save, O Lord. Have mercy today, O Lord.
Look on your mercy
throughout the world. Touch and bless. Save and heal. Forgive and deliver. Look on the President of the United States. Oh, my God, lead him and guide him, showing which way you would have him to go. Help him to acknowledge you in all his ways that you might direct his path. Look on all the people, oh Lord, that are going through afflictions in their bodies. Touch and heal, oh Lord. Deliver, oh Lord. Raise them up that they may give thy name the praise and testify and tell of your goodness. I thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love.
Thank you for all that you're doing, Lord.
We thank you for being a way maker. We thank you, Lord, for being
thank
you for taking us through, oh, Lord. You know all about it. And we thank you right now, Lord. Help us to bless your
kingdom
in the good times, in the bad times. Help us to give thanks at all times for everything.
Help us.
Oh, Jesus, we bless your name today. We praise you and thank you for all that you've done for us. Now, Lord, we pray that you go with us and stand by us. We believe you. We take you at your word. It's where we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful message coming to Evangelist Cynthia. She preached out of her soul, and the word of God was encouraging. I thank God for it. At this time, we're going to open up the floor so that our ministers and evangelists and whoever is on the line would like to give remarks. At this time, you may do so. Praise the Lord.
For the word of God coming through Evangelist Cynthia, and those are my thoughts exactly. Very beautiful message. Bless the Lord. And no matter what we go through, we ought to keep blessing the Lord. We ought to, as Paul said, glory in our infirmities. And we have to, this is something we have to learn to do because we want the power of Christ to rest upon us. And I want to say to Evangelist Cynthia, keep preaching the word of God. And yes, she said a lot of things that were true, even about how Saul, he began to see David and he began to love him and want to keep him, you know, want him under his wing until he saw how the Lord was with him and how he was blessing him. And then he got jealous. And this is what people will do. They'll see you initially, as long as they think that they can control you, that you don't pose a threat to them. Yeah, you're okay. You could be friends. But when the Lord starts pulling you up higher, when the Lord starts using you and taking you higher, if you become a threat to them, then all of a sudden they're against you. But even in all this, people turn against you, we still have to continue to bless the Lord because that he deserves the praise, he deserves the glory. And a beautiful, very beautiful message preached through her. And I want to say to her, keep, you know, be encouraged and keep preaching the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the Gospel Truth broadcast and how the Lord is blessing through this ministry. I thank God for that powerful message, very, very encouraging message and a very timely message.
Yes.
It's important for us to remember that this battle does not belong to us. It belongs to God.
Yes.
And even though the enemy, he's jealous, trying to do all kinds of things, like she brought out concerning King David, before he was on the throne, he was appointed by God.
Yes.
But nevertheless, the enemy saw how God began to bless this young man and wanted to stop him,
mm-hmm.
and felt like he was a thief. But nevertheless, God is in control. So that's why we need to keep on blessing the Lord if we have to run for our lives, if
yes.
we have to go through and have to deal with all kinds of tests and trials and troubles, no matter what's happening in our lives, don't try to fight your own battle, but leave it to the Lord, and he will fight the battle and win the battle. Hallelujah. We try to take it, we will lose out every time. So if you have to run and hide and duck to preserve your life or get away from the enemy, do
yes.
what you need to do. God
yes.
will Hallelujah. He will protect you. He will take care of you. But don't try to take vengeance on anyone.
Amen.
Lord, because this belongs to God. And he said, I will repay. I'm stirred up about the word of God.
Yes.
I really enjoyed this message on tonight. Praise the Lord. No matter what's going on, let's be encouraged for a little while. If we do that, the Lord will give us a crown of life. Amen. A crown of victory. It belongs to us. And so I want to say to everyone who's listening, let God fight your battle. Don't try to do it yourself. You just keep on blessing the Lord. If the enemy slaps you in the face, why don't you just bless the Lord? Hallelujah. If the bills are due and you can't pay them, just bless the Lord. Wherever you find yourself, just keep on blessing the Lord, and God will surely bless you. Evangelist Cynthia, keep on preaching the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lord, thank God once again for the word of praise to God. Thank God once again for the word that came on this afternoon. I tell
yes.
you, God, he's a good God, and
yes.
he's worthy to be praised. Amen. The Bible lets us know that praise is commonly for the saints. It's in our nature to praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen.
Yes.
It's our nature to bless him. Amen.
Yes.
So I just thank God for his word, and I do want to say, while preaching the word, I did mention that Paul had a thorn in his side, but that's not where he had the thorn. Amen. He had a thorn in his flesh.
Yes.
Amen. And he sought
yes.
the Lord thrice that he would remove it.
Yes.
But the Lord began to let him know that his grace is sufficient for him.
Amen.
So I just thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage you and you to take the word of God in. And also, let us continue to pray for Darnell Williams, who was injured, shot in the neck. He's on life support, 16 years old.
Jeez.
Let us pray. If whatever God's will is, amen, to let his will be done. But I believe God can raise him up. They wanted to pull the plug on him the other day. His mother said no. So they said he was responding with his eyes. But we know that God is able. So let's
mm-hmm.
pray earnestly for that family.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Well, we praise God. We thank God for all of our evangelists, for all of the remarks. And I believe our evangelists are stirred up. I thank God for them. I want to encourage them to continue to let God have his way, to do the will of God. And I also thank God once again for the message that came through Evangelist Cynthia. This message was preached on today. We had a good time in the Lord, in the service of the Lord. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. Praise God. I thank God also for
my cousin Gloria, and for her sister, Jeanette. I thank God she was on the line last week, and she said she was going to try to get on tonight. I don't know if she got on, but praise the Lord. I hope she did. Thank God. I hope that you continue to tune into this broadcast. She sounds like she's enjoying the word of God coming through, and the messages, she said, was a great message. So praise God. Let's keep doing the will of God and allowing God to have his way in our life, that somebody else will be blessed, strengthened, encouraged, saved, healed, forgiven, and delivered. If we continue to do the will of God, he will do it. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. And I want to say we're going to be back here, Lord willing, on Tuesday night, which is oldies but goodies in the gospel. So we look forward to that on Tuesday night. Ask that you keep us in your prayer. And just as Dennis Cynthia stated, we want to keep praying for Darnell, I believe it is. I gave the wrong name. I said Darryl, but it's Darnell. Praise the Lord. I tell you, my heart goes out to him just remembering how he was so willing to come to the house of worship and sing unto the Lord, participate in the services. He participated programs that we had going for the youth, and they was just willing. I thank the Lord for them, but I pray that the Lord will have mercy on him and deliver him. And as Dennis Cynthia stated and Evangelist Amin stated, the Lord is able to raise him up. He can do it. He's a miracle-working God. Yet, whatever God's will is, that's what it's going to be. But we still know that he can do it. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. We're not going to hold you any longer. If that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close. We say God bless you. And we love you. Good night.